The other day I was thinking, if wristwatches had been invented in Bible times, the one on Jesus' arm would have looked very different from everyone else's. Oh, he was interested in time, all right, but it was time as it related to God's agenda. For instance, there was a set time and a set reason for Jesus' death. Until that time arrived, he would not allow his enemies to kill him. No, Jesus was not a victim of circumstance. As he told the Jews in John 10 and 18, "No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again." Yes, he would lay down his life voluntarily. And as verse 13 of this same chapter tells us, he would lay it down for the sheep. But there were several times when his death would have had no benefit for the sheep. For instance, there was a time when he stood up to read in the synagogue in Nazareth and alluded to the fact that he was their Messiah. That's when things turned ugly. Luke 4 and 28. So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then passing through the midst of them, he went his way. No, his time had not come, so he walked away. Then there was the time when he healed a man on the Sabbath, and for that the Jews wanted to kill him. But they couldn't, and the people took note of that fact. John 7 and 25. Now some of them from Jerusalem said, "Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But look, he speaks boldly, and they say nothing to him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is truly the Christ?" But no, it had nothing to do with believing that he was the Messiah. The real reason is found in verse 30. They sought to take him, but no one laid hand on him because his hour had not yet come. And again, this critical time is referred to in John chapter 8, verse 20. These words spoke Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no one laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. And even when they surrounded him in Solomon's porch, they were not able to harm him. John 10 and 24. Then the Jews surrounded him and said to him, "How long do you keep us in doubt? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe, because you are not my sheep, as I said to you." No, they weren't his sheep, and they wouldn't believe he was their Messiah, but they couldn't kill him. Verse 31 tells us the Jews took up stones again to stone him. And verse 39 says they sought again to seize him, but he escaped out of their hand. Nevertheless, Jesus' time did come. Near the end of his public ministry, certain Greeks, no doubt proselytes, desired an audience with him. John 12 and 21. Then they came to Philip, who was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip was one of two disciples who possessed a Greek name, so no doubt that made him more accessible. However, if those Greeks had been able to look at Jesus' watch, they would have known their request was too late. Or perhaps it was too early. You see, very soon they would be able to come to Jesus, not as proselytes to the Jewish religion, but as Gentiles. The age of grace was about to begin, and Jesus was the only one who could set it in motion. And that's why he said, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain." Yes, Jesus was very much aware of that upcoming event, and his prayer life showed it. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. And his actions showed it. Luke 9:51 tells us he literally took the necessary steps to be in the right place at the right time. Now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Yes, Jesus was right on schedule. And when Peter's actions threatened to upset that schedule, he stopped him with the words, "Do you think that I cannot pray to the Father and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? How then could the scriptures be fulfilled that it must happen thus?" Yes, the scriptures must be fulfilled, and Jesus would be there to fulfill them.